my way of thinking, then you're probably going to say about the same thing to me. Father, you have played a role very much similar to that which Texas Trigger did. For these past numbers of years, some people longer than I, myself, have kept so many things secret that they should have told the community before people got involved. Yes, I guess I am quite guilty being right in the church, in the name of the true church. I have told people how beautiful it was in the Fatima Crusade, with the Latin Mass, the benediction, the processions, and the crownings in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and their saints. I have told them about the Catholic schools with the brothers and sisters to teach, the Third Order and cell meetings, and so on. And then just when I get people interested to where they say this is what they're looking for, then I must also admit that, I might add, it does not look too good though, because the bishop is sick most of the time. We do not always have good schedules and order in the community. Mass times get changed at the very last minute, and the schools are not fulfilling all the requirements of the state, and the brothers and sisters are not certified teachers. Yes, indeed, it does not look too good. But the lay people then will quickly answer, in most cases, I can see that what you said last is true. But we also understand that we cannot have everything perfect, since we live in the age of the great apostasy. And this which we have here in Spokane and Coeur d'Alene area, the City of Mary, is certainly much better than anything else we see around this country. We thank God for it. This is what we have been looking for. And so I guess you are the real judges, my dear friends, whether it was really just and charitable in God's sight for me not to tell the people the very important part of this complete circumstances concerning the immorality, the drugs, the stealing, the lying, the many things that have been pointed out in this long tape you've just heard if you played this much of it. And indeed, most of what you've heard on this tape, I did not know about until after I had jumped off of your merry-go-round. I guess I have not the least justification then to blame anyone if they think me to be a dishonest, as a lying, crooked horse trader. But if that be what you think, at least think enough charitable thoughts of me to remember to sing the Ave Maria, to be sent up to the throne of Jesus our King and Mary our Queen, whom we'll all be with as I meet you again on General Judgment Day. For certain then we will know what it is all about and who was right and who was wrong. May we all be on the right side come Judgment Day.
That is the way I ended this general tape. What is it all about? At this time, I will share with you the result of some prayer study, reflections, and notes. At the time I lived in the CMRI community, it got to the point where most any spiritual reading book I picked up and tried to read, or books I was studying from, brought about contradictions with the way of life going on in the CMRI community. This will be an example of two or three books and the Summa of St. Thomas Aquinas that someone might try to reflect upon and realize the great contradiction in their way of life. I would mention at this time that this book, All for Jesus by Father Faber, was read and these notes were made before I found out the additional information that I know now about the life of Father Faber. And that is why I no longer promote his books, because of the, well, that's a story in itself. Let's just hear this thing about devotion to Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Having reviewed some of the teachings of the Church with regards to devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I now quote again from the Summa of St. Thomas. It is proper to reason to lead from one thing to another. And elsewhere, in question 94, article 1 of the supplement, no, everything is known the more for being compared with its contrary, because when contraries are placed beside one another, they become more conspicuous. I shall, with the help of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, try and explain why statements made in the community of CMRI are directly contrary to the teachings of the Catholic Church in regard to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the devotion that the popes and the saints and the doctors of the Church have told us everyone should have. Some of the most basic principles of Catholic theology. For example, the priest and some of the sisters and others have made statements as this: Jesus is preached enough, we must preach Mary more. This community is based on devotion to Mary. The Sacred Heart devotion is not for our times. Of course, Jesus is God, but we assume that. He is where Mary is, so we don't have to emphasize him so much. Just center on Mary. We already know about Jesus. To teach otherwise will divide the community. The Sacred Heart devotion will detract from the devotion to Mary. The devotion to the Sacred Heart, as taught by the popes, saints, doctors of the Church, is not the mind of the bishop. The devil hates Mary more than God. We can't recall having ever heard certain priests ever say, we must have an immense devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, although they repeatedly state we should have an immense devotion to Our Lady, which is very true. Everyone should have an immense increase of devotion to Our Lady. But they neglect the other half, the other devotion, almost entirely. They so seldom preach about or teach anyone how to love God and speak about the sign and symbol of love, as the Holy Fathers have just explained it, must be the central Devotion of Devotions, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I may cover other quotes as time goes on, but I will state now from the writings of Father Frederick William Faber in his book, All for Jesus, some teachings of the Catholic Church about devotion to Mary. And with the help of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and His Holy Mother Mary and good Saint Joseph, to compare the contrary of that statement and then let you see if that is what is being taught in the community of Mary, Immaculate Queen of the Universe. And later go into the book on true devotion and go through this theme of putting contraries one beside another. With that being said, I will open the book, All for Jesus, to chapter 5, The Riches of Our Poverty. On page 99, we come to the other selection, Devotion to Our Lady. And here Father Faber gives my opinion and my belief about what everyone should say with regards to devotion to Mary. Persons often wish to know how much devotion they ought to have to our Blessed Lady and where their love ought to stop. They are dissatisfied if they are told that they can never have enough devotion to her. That, so far as degree is concerned, there is no possibility of excess, and that there is no limit at which their love need stop. True as this is, it does not content them. They think it a sort of pious exaggeration, which is true in a sense, but no real answer to their question or solution to their difficulty. But they could hardly object if it was said to them, you are to love Mary as much as Jesus loved her. You are to have as great a devotion to Mary as Jesus wishes you to have. You can have no scruple in praying to Jesus for this devotion according to his will. And Father Faber goes on, as I shall quote later, but now let me rephrase part of that, and as St. Thomas says, place contraries beside one another. In favor of promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I will now say, they could hardly object if it was said to them, you are to love Jesus as much as Mary loved him. You are to have as great a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus as Mary wishes you to have. You can have no scruple in praying to Mary for this devotion according to her will. With that phrase being stated, does it not show how contrary to the teachings of the Church and to the very desires and will of both Jesus and Mary, the statements going on in the community of CMRI really show up to be? Would Mary ever say, the Sacred Heart devotion is not for our time? On the contrary, Mary would tell you that devotion is very much for our time, just as the encyclical of the Holy Father said it was. The heresy that states the Sacred Heart devotion is not for our time has been preached by priests and by the religious superiors of CMRI community. It is contrary to devotion to Mary and to devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus to state Jesus is preached enough, we must preach Mary more. As long as there is one heretic, Protestant, Jew, infidel, or apostate, one sinner, or impiety, pride, and the spirit of the world, the flesh, and the devil, until heaven and earth pass away, Jesus Christ and his gospel can never be preached enough. Our Lady, it is true, has a very principal part in that plan of redemption, but Mary can never be the plan. Whatever the age, Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and the same forever, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. It is heretical to state Jesus is preached enough. It is not heretical to state we must preach Mary more. Indeed, we should preach Mary more, but why drop the essential and the first part of Catholic doctrine? In doing so, you do not even preach Mary as the Church says you should. Teach what the Catholic Church teaches, Jesus and Mary together. To Jesus through Mary, not the erroneous heretical doctrine of stating just to Mary. What happens to Jesus? He is thrown out of the window in these times. Now I shall continue with the book All for Jesus. It is impossible to know Jesus, much more to love him, if we have not a warm devotion to his ever-blessed mother. And to state the contrary, it is impossible to know Mary, much more to love her, if we have not a warm devotion to the Sacred Heart of her divine Son, Jesus. And to quote Father Faber again, nor can we conceive of any devotion to her more sure to move the heart of Jesus to listen to our intercessions. And to quote the contrary, nor can we conceive of any devotion to Jesus more sure to move the Immaculate Heart of Mary to listen to our intercessions than to promote devotion to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. To quote some more from All for Jesus, Mary is herself so completely the choice interest of Jesus that he has none on earth to compare with the defense and propagation of her honor. And to quote the contrary, Jesus is himself so completely the choice interest of the Immaculate Heart of Mary that Mary has no other devotion on earth to compare with the defense and propagation of the will and desire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that devotion be practiced, honored, and promoted in every way possible. From the book All for Jesus, for if his Sacred Heart be mercifully bent upon the salvation of souls, he has chosen Mary as the refuge of sinners and the advocate of souls. To phrase the contrary, for if the Immaculate Heart of Mary be mercifully bent upon the salvation of souls, she has chosen with the Church the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus as the means to increase the greatest love for her divine Son, Jesus, to be the salvation of souls, the refuge of sinners. Quoting again, All for Jesus. She furnishes an unending theme for the songs of angels and of men. Oh, for the sake of Jesus, we must learn to increase in our love of Mary. To phrase the contrary, Jesus furnishes an unending theme for the songs of angels and of men. All for the sake of Mary, we must learn to increase in our love to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Quoting from All for Jesus, it must be a devotion growing in us like a grace, strengthening like a habit of virtue, and waxing more and more fervent and tender, until the hour when she shall come to help us to die well and to pass safely through the risk of doom. To phrase the contrary, devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus must be a devotion growing in us like a grace, strengthening like a habit of virtue, and waxing more and more fervent and tender, until the hour when the Sacred Heart of Jesus shall come to help us to die well and to pass safely through the risk of doom. Quoting All for Jesus, do we think sufficiently of this, that devotion to our Blessed Lady is not a thing which, like the possession of a book or a rosary, we have once for all final and complete? It would be no less untrue to say that, when we have received from God the grace of humility, we have simply to hold fast what we have got and never dream of getting more, than to say that devotion to Mary was an ungrowing thing. I repeat, it must grow like a virtue and strengthen like a habit, or it is worth nothing at all. Nay, it is worse than worth nothing, as a little thought will show you. To phrase the contrary, do we think sufficiently of this, that devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is not a thing which, like the possession of a book or a rosary, we have once for all final and complete? It would be no less untrue to say that, when we have received from God the grace of humility, we have simply to hold fast what we have got and never dream of getting more, than to say that devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was an ungrowing thing. I repeat, it must grow like a virtue and strengthen like a habit, or it is worth nothing at all. Nay, it is worse than worth nothing, as a little thought will show you. Quoting from All for Jesus, love of Mary is but another form, and a divinely appointed one, to love of Jesus. Therefore, if love of him must grow, so also must love of her. If a person were to say that you must not mingle prayer to Mary with prayer to Jesus, he would show that he had no true idea of this devotion, and that he was already on a brink of a very dangerous error. To phrase the contrary, love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is but another form and a divinely appointed one of love of Mary. Therefore, if love of Mary must grow, so also must love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If a person were to say that you must not mingle prayer to Jesus with prayer to Mary, he would show that he had no true idea of devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus or devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and that he was already on the brink of a very dangerous error. Quoting All for Jesus, yet people sometimes thoughtlessly speak as if devotion to the Mother was a little trifle allowably cut off from devotion to the Son, that it was something surrendered by Jesus to Mary, that Jesus was one thing and Mary was another, and that devotion to the two was to be divided between them proportionately to their respective dignities. say a pound to him and an ounce to her. If such persons really saw what they mean, which they do not, they would perceive that they were talking impiety. To phrase the contrary, yet people sometimes thoughtlessly speak as if devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was a little trifle allowably cut off from devotion to Mary, but it was something surrendered by Mary to Jesus. That Mary was one thing and Jesus was another, and that devotion to the two was to be divided between them proportionately to their respective dignities. Say a pound to Mary and an ounce to Jesus. If persons really saw what they mean, which they do not, they would perceive that they were speaking impiety. Let me give some examples of how the CMRI community gives a pound to Mary and no more than an ounce to Jesus. Or sometimes, to be more correct in their measurements, you would have to state they give 100 pounds to Mary and an ounce, or no more than a pound, to Jesus. For example, on the Feast of Corpus Christi, the priest does not even give one mention of going to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Not one time are people encouraged to go to the source of our love, the symbol and sign of love. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, as the Pope reminded us, will lead us to the Blessed Sacrament. But no one goes to Jesus. Yes, they speak of Mary. They mention her name 100 times in a sermon, even on the Feast of Corpus Christi or on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, without mentioning even one time, or very seldom, maybe once or possibly twice, go to the Blessed Sacrament. Maybe even you should have some devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But usually nothing is mentioned by most of the priests. A pound to Mary, an ounce to Jesus. To cite another example, the month of May is the month of Mary. That is who has special devotion in the Catholic Church. It's dedicated to Mary. And the month of June is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the CMRI community, one year the Queenship of Mary was delayed till the month of June because of complications with the bishop not being there to celebrate the ceremony one time. So they were going to have a second procession being planned, a second queenship ceremony, which was taking place in the month of June. One of the students asked a sister, her teacher, one of the superiors even, if Sacred Heart shrines could be brought as done in May, since it was the month of the Sacred Heart. And this child, the student, wanted to honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The sister replied, "No, we don't need them. You can give a pound or 100 pounds to Mary, but don't dare give an ounce to Jesus. No shrines, no flowers, no fuss, no devotion to what the Church says is the devotion of devotions." During the queenship of Mary, they have many shrines, beautiful possessions, and that's exactly what is very commendable. That is what Catholics should do. There should be no limit, as Father Faber and the saints point out, no limit in our devotion to Mary. But why not give something to Jesus, like the Church says? Why the disproportionate of 100 pounds to Mary, and 1 ounce, maybe an ounce now and again, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. To cite another example, on the Feast of the Kingship, Christ the King, October 31st, or the last Sunday in October, the Holy Father specifically states, the Church wishes special devotions and special ceremonies and great love and devotion given to Christ our King. In the community of CMRI, there is great fuss and beautiful possessions for the Queenship of Mary, and nothing whatever for the Kingship of Christ the King. No devotion to the love of the King, nothing to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Why not? Why is not even an ounce, or at the most a pound compared to 100 pounds? Do you see the contradiction, the contrary, when placed before you? It's not that in any way whatsoever, never will I degrade people's devotion to Mary. That's not the point I'm trying to explain. It is that the community is so very lacking in giving what the Church says we should do to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I will cite another example. In 1982, the conference was centered around the Blessed Virgin Mary, which is a beautiful theme. And 90% of all the shrines and pictures were of Our Lady or included her. Maybe 8 or 9% were of the Holy Family or any other saints. And there might have been what you could call 1% to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. For they did have one statue at Mount St. Michael's. It was a bland picture, not a statue, but a bland picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the library, way up on the second floor where not too many people even went during the conference time. But they did have a card table there with a red tablecloth on it and a statue of the Sacred Heart. That was their ounce they gave to Jesus. And the 100 pounds, they had over 100, well over 100 other pictures and shrines and so on to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it is a wonderful thing to have all those beautiful pictures and shrines to Mary. But why not do what the Catholic Church says and put Jesus and Mary together? But the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus as the principal, first, and primary devotion in our life, instead of putting him way, way in the background and maybe give him an ounce, one little bland picture, so that you can at least say, oh yes, we promote devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. You better believe it, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and 1,000 times they will have a picture to Mary before they have one to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The very shrine at the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Mount St. Michael's did not even have the crown put on the statue until the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The month was a third over with, at least, before they even put the crown on the statue. It was late the evening, quite late, at the Feast of the Sacred Heart, before the crown was even put on him. Not in a public way, a sacristan just came out and put the crown on because devotions and the ceremonies were to begin in about an hour from that time, or half an hour. Announced to Jesus, and a pound to Mary. How many people would have objected if there were no crownings of Mary, no devotions, no processions, no fuss made about Mary, our Immaculate Queen, until the middle of the month, until at least the 10th of May had come and gone? Do you see what it means when you put the contrary, things are placed one beside another? Where is the Catholic dogma and doctrine and teaching practiced in the community of CMRI. Things are way out of proportion. And it is not that these things have not been pointed out to the priests. It is very just the opposite. People have made great efforts to get this message out to the bishop and to the priests, and they were denounced publicly. And the things I've mentioned here are my own observations many times, and it was part of it been brought to my attention by another family who were told to begin with to do what they could to promote devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When they tried it, they were denounced. They were said to be false devotees of Mary, that they were running down devotion to Mary. And if you think the things I have mentioned on this tape are indications that I am trying to run down devotion to Mary, then the truth is not in you, and you speak a lie. Just the opposite, because, as I hope to point out as I go along, you do not have a devotion to Mary yourself, as taught by St. Louis Marie de Montfort, the Church, and the saints, unless you have a true devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. To cite another example, at the Sisters' Novitiate, they have a chapel, and during the month of June in 82, and even for the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, there was no shrine or flowers or candle or decorations paid to the tribute of divine love. In 82, there was a single picture in front of Our Lady for most of the month, which was moved to the base of the altar for the great Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In 1983, there was nothing at all. Jesus, the Sacred Heart, speaks to us. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and what will I but that it be enkindled? It does seem that there are those who want to put it out. Why are most of the religious and laity in the CMRI community so adamant in their opposition to giving our Lord this mark of honor as Jesus so strongly requested? This is the will of God, that His Sacred Heart be honored, exposed to public, and loved. All of our sanctity consists in being conformed to the will of God. And this is the will of God, as I just stated. But it does not seem to be at all the intention or will of 99% of those leading the community of CMRI. How often do you see religious going to the Sacred Heart Shrine to kneel there, to pour out their heart to divine love? When there are special functions going on, weddings and vows and dinners and so on, in the CMRI community, go into the dining room at Mount St. Michael's. You may very well see a statue to St. Joseph, a statue to St. Anthony, quite a few statues and shrines to the Blessed Virgin Mary, maybe some picture at least of St. Philomena, and St. Francis or some other saint. How often, how rare is the occasion and the exception that you find an elaborate shrine to the Sacred Heart of Jesus? The attitude and the remarks made by the religious superiors and the priests and many of the laity seem to be, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is in the tabernacle, and evidently that is where they wish to keep Him. There seems to be no place for the symbol of love in their ceremonies. The religious houses and external devotions prove it. There are a number of religious houses, in the 80s at least, who had no statue, no picture in the chapels of the religious houses to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Oh yes, beautiful shrines the year around to the Blessed Virgin Mary, just as the church says it should be. But the church also says there should be shrines and statues and love and fuss made to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And that's the half that is lacking in CMRI.